Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities. All with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
I want to know if you think this is a good idea or not.
Okay.
So, my favorite food is pizza.
Okay.
Hands down. Love it. If I had one more meal, it would be a pizza. Okay?
Mine would be something from the sea.
Okay. Well, Ursula, I've got something for you. Okay? Because the worst part about pizza, might be the only bad part about pizza, is how the grease pulls itself on top. I hate that.
Okay?
Most people hate it.
Sure.
And we all do the napkin dab dance.
Right.
Well, a TikTok hack has a solution that's not the napkin dab dance. It's this instead.
I learned this in college. And this. Okay, so you take the pizza, flip it.
She flips the pizza.
The whole pizza.
As soon as you get it delivered whole pizza, face down.
Box is still closed.
Yes.
Got it.
Drop it on the floor.
And you drop it. Pick it up, flip it, drop it. I know that's weird, but now all the grease is on top and there's no more grease on your pizza.
And she shows the lid and all of the grease has splattered on the inside of the lid and there is no grease. She takes a napkin, dabs it and shows you there's no grease left on it because of the impact of it falling. Is this a good idea or a bad idea? Because that also seems like it would ruin your pizza.
Well, I don't know that it's going to ruin the pizza. The pizza the taste of the pizza does not change if the structure of the pizza changes.
But it changes the structure of the pizza.
How?
If it's hot cheese, the cheese is going to fly up. Like the pizza that she did that with, that she modeled with, was cheap pizza. Like fast food garbage pizza.
Okay.
That stuff, yeah, probably won't affect that at all. But you get like a good pizza where the mozzarella is still like some soft and stringy. Flipping it and dropping it, it's going to make all your cheese fall off. You're going to open the lid and there's all your grease and all the toppings and cheese.
It does seem like that could happen. Okay, let's say that doesn't happen. But you're having... we're coming over to do East Coast New Year's like we do every year, right? Mm-hmm. And we decide for the kids, let's just get them pizza.
Right, I think that's what we do.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then we do this.
Yep.
Or you do this.
I would do this to a Little Caesars for sure.
Okay. Even though your guests are going to eat it.
Well, I would think I was doing it for you guys to get the grease off of it.
Because at some point, at the end of the day, you could say, did I throw your pizza on the ground? Yeah, I did.
Well, it's an odd question to ask.
Well, I mean, though, if you're serving guests, like, I did have to throw your pizza on the ground.
Yeah.
It was in the box. It was in the box. But it's kind of a feral thing to do.
It's not couth.
No.
I'll tell you that. It is not.
It's Big Little Caesars energy.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's why I think it would work.
Okay.
If you're having Domino's night or Pizza Hut or Little Caesars, if you're going to wash it down with some Mountain Dew, this is what you do.
Okay.
If you're going to have like a decent pizza, Schipollini's, Chicago Fire. You actually, you know what? I've had Chicago Fire. I think Chicago Fire would withstand a drop on the floor.
Well, it's sturdy.
If you're just joining us, that's a way to get all the grease off of it now on a TikTok hack. Turn it upside down, drop the whole thing. It's still in the box on the floor. All the grease flies off of it. I just think that if you're going to have something, though, that's got some girth to it,
yeah,
not going to happen. Not going to fly.
And something with a lot of toppings, you want to get some olives on there.
Right.
They're gone.
See, and that's a big problem, too, because I like toppings.
Yeah. Okay.
And sometimes the toppings are what make it extra greasy.
You know what we're going to call this hack? We're going to call it hot and ready.
Okay.
Because only can you do it with a pizza that is described as hot and ready.
Right.
You walk in, you get your 2 liter of Pepsi,
mm-hmm.
you get your two cheeses, I guess.
Yeah, that's all I do.
A cheese and pepperoni, and you hit the road, throw that thing on the ground, fine.
Those hot and readies from Little Caesars. And this is not a slam against Little Caesars. It is
it's my husband's favorite restaurant.
It's my kid's favorite restaurant, too. It seems like it has the integrity of a plastic Frisbee. Like, you could throw it, and a dog could catch it in its mouth
yeah.
and bring it back to you
yeah.
100% sturdy.
Like, I don't know why I'm making this correlation, but there's something about it that seems like Tupperware.
I get that.
You know?
I don't get it, but I get it.
Right.
It's just sturdy.
Yeah.
You could build a house out of hot and ready pizzas from Little Caesars.
Yeah.
If there was a fourth little pig and they made the hot and ready house, it would be somewhere between sticks and bricks.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
So.
And like, you can't blow it down, but the wolf could eat it.
There you go. Yeah. What an interesting fourth chapter of that story. So there you go. So, possible TikTok hack that we're bringing to you.